You again, Glenn, please.
Thank you, Roshi. Good evening, everyone. It's afternoon here in Arizona, and I just want to share a bit about myself and then attempt to share some words of wisdom. So I became a part of Morningstar Zendo in 2011, 2012, while I was living in Jersey City and working as a student minister in Paramus. And then I was there for a year, and then the past 8 years, I served a small church in Sedona, Arizona. And I've changed again since last June. I've been a hospice chaplain in Flagstaff, 7,000 feet above sea level. As I said, Roshi Kennedy asked me to share a few words of wisdom, and I'm happy to attempt to do so. I'd like to reflect for a moment on the passages in the Gospels where Jesus is speaking to his disciples and brings up children and the importance of being like children. In chapter 10 of Mark, it's written, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, it's written, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." When I first started coming to Morningstar, it was all new to me. I had no experience with Zen or no experience with meditation at all. But everyone was so welcoming to me, I continued to come back. At that time, Roshi's talks on Tuesday Saturday mornings were way over my head or beneath my feet, one or the other. And even going to interviews with him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I wasn't really sure what I was supposed to talk to him about. But I would just come every morning, you know, at 5:30 in the morning. And over time, I just remember seeing the wood floor and how the sun would be coming up and the sunlight would reflect on the floor, and how the concept of floor and light would fall away, and I would just be struck by the beauty of that light reflecting off the wooden floors. And I think about that a lot, that beauty and the wonder I experienced. And I think that might be returning to the kind of wonderment of childhood somewhat. Tony DeMello, who was a Jesuit, a great Jesuit and psychotherapist from India, who died in 87, spoke in his writings about seeing with the eyes of a child. He said, "How sad if we pass through life and never see it with the eyes of a child. We're invited not to become children, but to become like children. We have to fall from a stage of innocence and be thrown out of paradise. We do have to develop an I and a me through these concepts, but then we need to return to paradise, to be redeemed again. When we start off in life, we look at reality with wonder, but it isn't the intelligent wonder of the mystics, it's the formless wonder of the child. Then wonder dies and is replaced by boredom as we develop language and words and concepts. Then, hopefully, if we're lucky, we'll return to wonder again." And that is my wish for all of you today. May we return to beauty and to wonder again. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.